Hashem, life's getting a little back to normal. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Memches in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara is going to continue asking different shilas. Previously on the bottom of Mezaino, basically Gemara had asked shilas in regards to the chafina of the ketores. Now we're going to discuss that shilas about the kmitza for the carbon mincha. And the Gemara in general is going to discuss the nature of the requirement of both the kmitza and the chafina, how it's supposed to be done, and what makes it possible. The Gemara is going to then talk, going on to Memches on the Beis, about if a person does the chitui gacholim, could a machsheves posel be posel? And then the Gemara is going to talk about halacha b'smal. So let's see how to try and begin. Boi Rav Papa on the top of Memches Amnalef. Dovke lekomets bidfaneha. So the Gemara is now switched. Previously, Rav Papa had asked a shaila in regards to the ketores, the chafina of the ketores. Now the Gemara switches to the komets of the mincha and asks an interesting question. Of course, we know that you take a komets from the mincha, and that komets is ultimately put into the kli and is brought up on the mizbeach in place of the dam, or parallel to what the avoda of the dam is for the carbon. What happens, of course, you need to put the komets into a mincha. Rashi explains that without it, then it doesn't have the status of mukdash. So now the question is, if you put the komets on the side, it has to be put into a kli. So now the shaila was, it was put on the side. It was put on the side of the keli. So the Gemara asks as follows. So tochli be'inan va'ika. On the one hand, it needs to be put inside the kli. In other words, people can't see this with my hands, but here you have the top of the kli, and here you have the bottom. So if it's put onto the side, and it's not put on the floor. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, it's tochli. Odil mahanacha b'socha tikuna b'an. Or do you say that you need hanacha besocha? It needs to be put inside. And this wasn't put inside. So Gemara says, teipu. So that we leave off with a shaila. A similar shaila, boy mar maravashi, afche lemane. If you turned it over, v'dovke lekomis barase lemane. So here Rabbi Yamin has the picture book. And in the picture book they have that the kli shares actually had a leg. That held it up, and under the leg, many kosos, if you visualize a kos also, many kos has a stem, so at the bottom of the stem, if you turn the kos over, there'll be a small area to be able to put inside. So that's what Rav Ashi is asking. Do you need to put it inside the kli? Now here, it happens to be inside of the kli, va'ika. Or do you have to put it in the normal way? V'leka, you didn't put it in the normal way, so take you. When I was a child, they taught us that teiku means tishbi yitareitz kushios va'bayas. Boy Rav Papa, melo.
These two questions work together?
Well, they're connected because both of the studim to say that it's not good are that you need kitikuna b'ina. That's both studim. In other words, both of them are not kitikuna. Boy Rav Papa, melo chafnav. Now we go back to the chafina of. That's done in regards to the kedoros. So here we're talking no longer about the kmitza, but we're talking about the chafina. So of course the pasuk says, we spoke about this on yesterday's daf, that it has to be melo chafna. You have to take fully in your hands. Sha'amru, when they said that, is it mechukos or gedushos? The Gemara has in a few places this question. When you need to have a pile of something, does it have to be precise, or is it supposed to be going over? Is it godush is amida meruba, like the gdosh in modern Hebrew, and machok means erased at the top. So is it supposed to exceed the walls of his hands, or it's supposed to be parallel? Amalei Rabbi Abba Ravashi Tashma lo chafna she'amru lo mesuka lo mechukos lo gedushas, neither el tfufos. It's supposed to be tafuf. What's tafuf? Tafuf means Tzaf bigo of Rashi says. Tzaf means to reach over a little bit over the top. So it's just if it's tzaf bigova and nothing more. It's not hasam. Now, the Gemara is going to introduce a Shaila, but it's going to take the Gemara 15 lines to introduce the Shaila. The Gemara is going to give us background that we had a Geshmaka Shaila in Zlachim, that the Gemara is going to use it to be a litmus test for or as an introduction for the Shaila that's going to ask in regards to the Ketores as well. Tnan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Nishbach Adam al Haritzvah. This Mishnah is in Zvachim, on Daf Lamit, on Daf Chafhei, excuse me. If the Dam falls onto the ground, Va'asvo, and then the Kohen, instead of it falling into Kli Sharis, like we said, the Kli Sharis was Mekadesh it, so by the Mincha, so the Dam falls into a Kli Sharis, and then the Kohen sprinkles it. What happens if it falls onto the floor? Possel. Mina Kli al Haritzvah, what if it went into Kli, and then it fell onto the floor? Possel. Then in such a Kli, it's going to be Possel. Excuse me. Let me start again. I read the same line twice in Nishbach Adam Ritzvah Va'asvo Possel. If it falls onto the Dam on the floor, it becomes Possel. Mina Kli al Haritzvah, if it falls from the Kli onto the ground, Va'asvo Kosher. And then in such a case, he picks it up and puts it back, it's going to be Kosher. Minonimi. So how do we know this? So we're going to give background to this Mishnah. Eventually, this is going to get back to Ketores, to Tanur Rabbanan. V'lokach midam apar midam hanefesh, v'lo midam or v'lo midam atamtsis. So the Pasuk says that you're supposed to take midam apar. So the question is, what does midam hapar mean? Dam me'apar yikablenu. You're supposed to take the dam from the par itself. D'isal kadaitoch midam hapar. If it's going to be that you're supposed to take some of the dam from the par, midam vafilu mitzas dam, that all you need to do is take out a little bit of dam. Va'amar of Yehuda mekabel tzar sheyikabel eskol dam yishel par. No, that's not true. The halacha is you need to be mekabel all the dam. Shnei ras kol dam par yishpoch al yisoy that was be'ach. All the dam needs to be poured. So now we have a problem. What do the words midam apar mean? We don't know what those words mean. Midam apar doesn't make sense. If midam apar just means you take some of the blood, so then we would know that's just telling you to take some of the blood. But the halacha is reviewed to us, it's not that way. El shma mina, my midam apar. So then what does midam apar mean? We have to invert the pasuk. Dam mehapar yikablenu. The dam needs to be taken from the par. Vikasavar, and this understanding is going to say, goyrin umosifin vidarshin. We take a little bit away from the word midam, we take the mem away from midam, and we put it by mehapar. And we put the mem and add it to hapar instead of midam hapar, it now says dam mehapar. Now, how Chazal have a tradition to make such a drasha, that in itself would be an interesting question. We'll leave that for someone like the Maritz Chias to explain how such a drasha could work. You know, we're just changing around the psukim. But either way, this is the halacha. The halacha is that when it comes to, by the way, Tosis touches a little bit on that. Either way, this is the halacha. The halacha is that the dam that comes out of the par, all of it has to be taken and sprinkled. But if it fell on the ground, it's going to be possible. However, if it fell on the ground after it came out of the kli, then you can gather it up. Now let's go to our question in regards to Ketores. This was that introduction that I had mentioned. So therefore, boy Rav Papa, Rav Papa and I had the following shaila. Nispazer haKetores min loy chafna of mahu. What happens if he took out the Ketores with his hands, as we've described previously? However, what happens is it falls to the ground. Yodoy kitzavra behema dami upsula. Do you say his hand is like the neck of the animal, and the blood that falls onto the ground from the neck of the animal now is possible? Oy dilma? Do you say his hands are klisharis? So this is a fascinating shaila. In other words, conceptually, the question is, when you look at the chafina, is the chafina like a klisharis? When the kohen takes it out, that's conceptually what's going on. Is the kohen's hands a klisharis? We'll all pass it. Teiku, so Gemara doesn't have a teres. By Rav Papa, so Rav Papa now continues. Now, once we look at the chafina as being a chelik of the avoida, as if it might even be like a klisharis, so now we have the following shot. Chishe bechafina ktoiras. Mahu. What happens if he was chishe bechafina ktoiras? But what does it mean? The Gemara is missing the key word over here. When he took out the ktoiras with his hand, he thought that he was going to bring the ktoiras for tomorrow, Rashi adds. He's thinking tomorrow. Oh, so what's that, Shaila? Mi amrini yalef maloy maloy mi mincha. Mahas mahanya ba machshava. Just like when it comes to the mincha, that the machshava is going to be possible. and that there's a psul pigul when he does the kamitza. Hachinami mahani ba machshava. And just like the chafina will create a psul, just like the kamitza creates a psul, so too the machshava zara, a wrong machshava, when he does the chafina, is going to create a psul. Or no, we don't go so far. So again, conceptually, what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is testing how much of an avoida the chafina is. That when it comes to kmitza, it's a full avoida, that machshava could be poselus. What about here? Amalei Rasim Barashi, the Rav Papa Tashma. So Rasim Barashi brings an interesting raya. Hoisif Rabbi Akiva, hakoimitz v'aktoris ha'alvana v'agachalim. Rabbi Akiva added, in terms of the halachas of kmitza k'toris levana v'agachalim, shim nogat tful yom v'miksas v'pasas kula. That the tful yom touches, part of it, it's pasal. Kasalka v'aktach. So we thought to explain, mid the posel tful yom, if the halach is a tful yom, could be posel all the above, posel nami lina. So then lina would posel all the above. Umid the lina posel, and if lina is going to posel, in other words, if you have it left over at night, so then it's posel for k'dores and levona, etc. So posel nami machshava, so sotu achshava is going to posel. In other words, if you have the power to say that such an avoda tful yom is going to posel, then it should also be subject to dina and lina. In other words, if it's left over for the night, it's going to be pasul. And if we're saying it's left over the night, that's pasul, then machshava also may be enough to pasul. Lina is that actually stayed over. Machshava is that you're thinking you're going to stay over. So one is going to lead to the next, and Gemara concedes that's kasal kadaitach. It's not a full hechreach. Yeah, right. It's only kasal kadaitach. The Gemara never spells out if that it's maskana.
It's possible. But
possible. It's not a maskana in the Gemara. Correct. Take a look at Rashi. Kasak d'achim de pasal tful yom. Alma kitcha akli kedushas aguf pasal nami lina. Ki pasal lina pasal nami machshava. Lina, machshavas lina. Kishachishe vaktira l'bachar. Again, once we say lina itself is pasal, maybe machshava itself. Rashi then adds, Rashi does a thesis over here. Rashi says, v'kashali, the shafki, the maslis, and the me'ila. Rashi says, what do you need this whole kalsak l'daitach? He claims it might be a fair shemishna. The snan ba behedya. Hakoyns vaktoris v'minchas koyin boilin ba mishuk tishukli ochshul fosol betzvul yom chosu bikumurim belina. So here it's beferish that the Mishnah Me'ila says that all of the above, the koymits and the k'dores, they're going to be subject to tzvul yom and lina. So why did we have to say that sheim nagat tzvul yom kasal kadaitach? That's also pasal lina, asks Rashi. It's the fair Mishnah in the Me'ila that it is. Ultimately, that Mishnah doesn't tell us that it's pasul nami b'machshava. It just says it's a pasul lina, but it's mefurish that there is a psul lina. So Rashi asks that kasha. Boy, Rapapa. Rapapa asks the following shayla: chishe b'tchias kecholim mahu. Oh, so now we go even further back. We're talking about not when you do the chafina for the ketores, but rather you're getting the gacholim ready. You're being chote the gacholim, that you're going to, of course, burn the ketores on top of. When you do the chitu gacholim, you think about tomorrow's ketores. You thought that you were going to bring tomorrow's ketores. So what's the shaila? So here, clearly the gacholim are machshirei mitzvah. Machshirei mitzvah k'mitzvah. I mean, do we consider the machshir like the mitzvah? Oiloi. Or don't we consider it like the mitzvah? The mitzvah that Rashi explains 6 lines in that machsheves chafina is posel b'kedores, so then machsheves chitiyah should also be posel for the kedores. By my name, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has the following shayla: holcha b'smol mahu. What's the halacha if you take it with your left hand? Rashi explains. We keep on jumping from different topics. Like, as I pointed out, the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Zayin was talking about Kmitza. And then the Gemara the Gemara was talking first about Chafina. Then the Gemara on top of Mem Chesamid Al jumps to Kmitza. Then the Gemara goes back to Chafina. The Gemara doesn't always tell you which Avodah is talking about. So now the Gemara jumps again. And the Gemara jumps to Dam. Boy, mi name Rav Sheshes, holcha b'smol. If you take the Dam in your left hand, is that going to be possible? So Rashi explains, Halechas dami boyle, kabbalah zvik, l'slib b'ukuna, pshit, b'kol makom, shamer etzva, v'kuhuna, eino ela b'yamin. The halacha is that you need your right hand. If you take your left hand, it's going to be possible. Avol holcha lo k'sib behedya. So the Torah doesn't tell you halacha. Umidafke rachmana lekabal b'loshin halacha. And the Rashi explains that the Gemara's shaila is as follows. Because sometimes the Torah refers to Kabbalah as halacha. The sanya, as we learned in Ebraisa, v'krivo zo Kabbalah sadam. Nafkala meseches chagiga, shiavoda, umi usmol v'klamem adol pasol, lo kasaba kahuna behedya. On the one hand, it's clearly an avoda. On the other hand, it doesn't mention that you need the kohen, that the kohen is ma'akeh for it. So therefore, by the way, there are times that you could have the Kabbalah without halacha. You don't need to have halacha, the Gemara in Zohar points out. So you don't need the Kohen doing halacha. So now the shaila is that when you have halacha bismal, what's going to be the din? Is that going to be kosher or not? Amalur of Sheshes Tanitua. We have in our Mishnah, we come full circle, we come back to the beginning of the fifth parak. What do we learn in the fifth parak? We learn not los hamachta b'yamina, that the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim takes the machta in his right hand. And he takes the calf of the k'tayres in his left hand. So if you remember, the Gemara had asked, Yitzuva ba'ara v'giura v'shmei shmaya. The Gemara had asked in the beginning of our parak, wait a second, it's all backwards, it's a olam hafuch ra'isi, as the Gemara described in our last masechta, right? That the world is upside down. So, in other words, that it should be that the k'tayres should be in the right hand. So the Gemara answers that on the beginning of our parak, no, it was because it was difficult for the Kohen, it was easier for the Kohen to do it this way. So Gemara says, so Tinitua, we already learned it. So is that correct? That right? So Gemara says, V'nifsha luhu mehadisna. He should have brought another raya. Harego shel yamin bismal ubeis erva luchutz. We learned by in Tamid that the kohen that takes the evarim on top of the mizbeach, he would take the back legs in his right hand, and in his left hand. I'm sorry, the rego shel yamin of the animal bismal in his left hand ubeis ora luchutz. And the vase R was facing outside. So what do we see? The Evure Azevach that brought the Mizbeach could be brought in your left hand. So if Sheshes should have brought that Raya, and he shouldn't have brought the Raya from Ketores. Now why should he not brought the Raya from Ketores? So maybe because when it comes to Ketores, the Ketores is not brought on the Mizbeach. So it's a weaker Raya. So the Gemara, Imi Hasam Hava Amina Hanimil Halacha Delo Makiv Kapara. I made a thought that that's halacha, that's not ma'akev for the kapara. In other words, when it comes to the case of taking it up the ramp in Tamid, that's not ma'akev. Halacha, the ma'akev be kapara. But if you need halacha, which is ma'akev for a kapara, in other words, you need to bring the dam in that direction or to sprinkle it so low, then the halacha would be that the small would be possible. Kamash malon, that's why he brought our case. Now, even though, I just like to add, even though we saw that in our Gemara, we said it's not ideal for him to bring it in his left hand, the Ketores. But because of the Chol Shel Kohen Gadol, he does bring it in his left hand. In other words, it's not the ideal, but nevertheless, that's not a kasha. Because if it were possible, you couldn't bring it in your left hand. So you see that at the end of the day, that the Yad Smol is not a posel, and that was the Shaila. The Shaila was Holocha B'Smol Mahu, is that going to be Ma'akev? So it seems to me that the answer is that's not Ma'akev, that we see that's not Ma'akev, as the case in Yom HaKippurim. Even though Yom HaKippurim, ideally, he should have also bring in his right hand. But it's not posel. So too, the Gemara didn't ask, lichat chilish, you take his small. Avada, but lichat chilish, you take your right hand. Question is, whether it's going to be ma'akev. Ulai, that's the pshat. B'siyata d'shmaya. This concludes Daf Mem Ches, Maseches Yuma. Yeah, Rabbi Yemen.
Both of these cases,